Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Central College students are writing and recording their own songs, and the results are remarkable. In the first part of a two-part program, let's go in depth with music professor Gabriel Espinosa and students, singers, and songwriters Mac Fuller and Samantha Moss. Gabriel, I just saw wondrous things. Your students wrote songs and then recorded videos, and it was just absolutely amazing. I thought maybe big time songwriters wrote these songs, and these girls have lovely voices, but they're their own songs. How do you make that happen as a teacher?
It's like everything. You gotta start small, you gotta take steps. At the beginning, they were singing covers until last year I told them that I wanted to challenge them and get to the next level, which is I would like you guys now to start singing something from your heart, something that you can write, because you have the talent to sing. Now I want you to explore the talent to write. And some of them have flirted with writing, so I said, let's make it happen. You guys are going to work on writing your own material. And we spent last year doing that. So they would come to my office and we would work on the songs, to get them better, and they would perform the songs with our group downstairs. And by the time the end of the semester came, the songs were at a very good level. And that's when I told them that we were going to record those songs, because they were good. And I knew I could see what this was going to happen. I knew that this was going to happen because the songs were here. And I know when you go to the studio and you hire professional musicians, the song goes here. Right. So what you hear is something that came from step one, step two, step three, step four. And it took time. It didn't happen in a week. It took time.
Ladies, I'm going to play a little bit of this for our listeners. Mm-hmm. But those were wonderful. Those were absolutely wonderful. I knew that there was something special in it, but I didn't know that you had written them when I first watched the videos. Is it different to sing your own songs? Does that bring a particular kind of joy to you?
For me, for sure. When I came to Central, I was very good at imitating other singers, and so through this process, I've kind of found what I actually sound like as Mac Fuller and not as Mac Fuller singing an Adele song. I sound like me, and when we started singing our own songs, I didn't have anyone to imitate, so I had to figure out really, really what my voice sounded like, and that was a very cool experience and a cool journey for me, and that continues to happen every time I sing a song I've written.
To go from here, I thought that I was alone. You say, my dear, you cannot just disappear. Oh, but now I'm standing in this crowded room at night, and you tell me.
More in depth after this. I continued my discussion with Professor Gabriel Espinosa, Mac Fuller, and Samantha Moss. And what was the experience like for you, Sam?
Well, for me, it's kind of the same as Mac. You know, I would enjoy taking other people's songs and playing around with the melody, trying to make other people's songs my own, but it's a completely more rewarding experience to fully have it be my song. This is completely me. I'm not altering someone else's version. It is 100% my song, who I am, and to be able to express that is so much fun.
And then to build a video to showcase it, that's a whole another different thing too. And, that, and you were both having fun with that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And I'll just say this, is that if I would have just turned on one of the Des Moines contemporary stations, I wouldn't have been surprised. I mean, it's of that quality of the great pop stars of our times. I wouldn't have thought, I mean, I wouldn't have thought there were a couple of young ladies from Central doing it. And I guess that's my problem, isn't it? I mean, it's just there's that kind of talent around. So I don't know. I'm just sort of speechless. This is so incredible. Your voices are so lovely and your songs are so contemporary. I mean, it could be like Adele songs or I don't know who else, but they're so good. I mean, what does that make you feel?
It makes me feel grateful because it did not start like that at all. You know, it started in a practice room with just a piano and me singing notes to myself, putting a little tiny clip on Instagram, and then deciding, you know, I think this needs to go to a band. And our band here was great, but it still wasn't to that level. And then with Gabriel saying that we were going to be able to take it to a studio, those other musicians is what brought it to that professional level, you know, and we had no idea that it was going to turn out that well.
Well, with the music, I presume, but the writing and the, I don't know, and the composition of the songs themselves, I'm sure the other musicians added something, but they didn't have anything to work with if you wouldn't have given them a great product.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I definitely, writing songs is fun, but it's definitely a lot of work. I've brought a lot of drafts to Gabriel about, like, oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And he'd be like, we should change a few things here and there. He's like, mess around with this section a little more. So then I'd come back and be like, okay, I like this. Now mess around with this section. So it was definitely a process. But kind of like Sam said, I never knew what the song could be until we got in a room with so much artistry with all of those professional musicians. I didn't know it could get to that level until it got there. And that was amazing. That was an amazing experience.
Well, what's the title of your song?
More Than Mistakes.
How did that come to being? I mean, just a thought or?
I wrote this song in a time in my life when people were taking one event that happened out of context and applying it to my character, which was hard and frustrating because I didn't feel like one thing that I had done really was who I was. And so I wrote this song kind of in reflection of that I wasn't just that one event that happened. I'm so much more than that. And it was cool to express my feelings in a new way through songwriting. And I think through this song, I've definitely come to terms with who I am as a person. And I know that I'm not defined by my mistakes.
Well, but see, then what's really cool about this is that by singing it, you're also telling me that I'm not bound by my mistakes either, and every one of your listeners. So you're empowering us all.
That was definitely the plan, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a message. It's an important, powerful message to get out to people. So I guess, thank you. That's so cool.
Well, thank you.
More in depth after this.
I continued my discussion with Professor Gabriel Espinosa, Mac Fuller, and Samantha Moss. Sam, your song, what's its title?
My song's called Little Bit of Everything. And I guess I'll kind of talk about how I wrote this song as well. So up to that point, up until the point of writing this song, I had strictly written piano voice, kind of slower, more sad songs. You know, I was struggling a little bit. And so my first experiences with songwriting was a form of my own therapy, you know, play for myself, sing my hardships. But I was kind of over that. I just wanted to accept the hard time that I was going through and take it with grace and move on and get back to the me that I was before. And so I wrote this song, Little Bit of Everything, because I hadn't written an upbeat song up to that point. And it's got text that alludes to this idea that, kind of like what Mac was saying, that we have all these imperfections within us. And, you know, we're still beautiful people. And we have flaws. We're clumsy. We maybe feel emotions too hard, or we're not always happy. But those things are what make us human, and are what make us have a little bit of everything. And that's what makes us rich people. And so that's what my song's about.
There's a little bit of madness in the way she loves. There's a little bit of sadness in the way she talks. She wears her hair tied up and she dresses down, and her modesty is her crown. She's got a little bit of everything. She's got it all. She's gorgeous in the way she thinks, and she don't even.
That's a powerful message. And I guess that's what you try to do with any piece of music, don't you? Is to try to make people feel and identify with you and your cause and how you're feeling. And that's why we love music. So there's also something in your pieces that's very contemporary, but it's also, they're pieces that, I don't know, remind me of some great American standards. Did you try to make that happen?
I love jazz music and R&B and that kind of music, and so I think that's definitely kind of reflected in the feel and the vibe of my song. I've listened to music my entire life, like all the time, just music, which is good, and also sometimes it's good to like not listen. And so that's kind of what we've talked about before, about how like I listened and then I kind of took what I identified with in a lot of songs and wanted to make that vibe in my own music.
Wow, that's cool. And how about you, Sam?
Well, it's a little cheesy to say that my song title, Little Bit of Everything, is also kind of a, you know, my musical taste, Little Bit of Everything. So I grew up on a little bit of rock, a little bit of country, and then as I started to develop my own tastes, I started listening to jazz, pop, classical. So I really have this mesh of all different kinds of styles of music. And so I think that there's a lot of pop in my song, but I think in my voice I tried to channel a little bit more of my soulful side, you know? So it's really kind of a concoction of all of my different tastes.
Well, and that's, you know, and that's a popular thing for this. It's like contemporary music is reaching back to those more soulful eras, at least some of the stuff that I know that young people listen to, and I wander over the dial too. And I hear it, and I don't know, it's timeless. What you did was timeless.
Thank you.
How do you feel about it? I mean, you must be so proud.
Definitely. It's just an amazing journey, because I knew that these kids had that talent. And it's really a blessing to be able to see them grow and become songwriters, singer-songwriters, and see themselves a nice video, a nice production. So this can give them an idea that they can perhaps fly higher than they think they can fly. Because I don't know if you know, but I've been doing this 22 years here at Central College, and I've been working with hundreds of kids like this. And actually, they know, one of them that came here for 4 years sang last night at the NBC show called The Voice. And he went round three, and he passed round three. So one of ours, talented people like these guys, can be on TV tomorrow, on national TV tomorrow. So this, I asked him, who's the next, because his name is Chris Weaver, who's the next Chris Weaver? Who's the next guy of you that is going to become a star? Because they can become stars, because they have what it takes. It just needs more time in the oven.
Well, I wouldn't know any different. I mean, it's just, but that's what you work on it. You work on your art and you get better and better and better. And that's where greatness comes from. That's what you're telling us.
It takes time. It takes time. It's like sports. It's like anything. You got to work at it. You got to spend days, hours, weeks, months. And you need to love it. It needs to come from here. And I tell you, these songs that you hear, they came from here. And that's my bottom line. You need to tell me what comes from your heart. And they're great stories.
Thanks to Gabriel Espinosa, Mac Fuller, and Samantha Moss for contributing to the program. Tomorrow on In Depth, Professor Espinosa, as well as student singer and songwriter Elizabeth DeVries. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.